Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Where are the blowfish? Where are the blowfish? The summertime staple. Past what, 17 years? Where you been, man? What's happening? Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 12th and 13th. Now, shout out to Captain Joe Rizzo. Also sits on the Marine Fisheries Council. He's a shellfish rep. I said, Joe, where are the blowfish? He's out on me. I checked my records last year at August 4th. It really popped open. And it, again, last year was a fantastic year. Probably the best eating fish in the bay. I'd tell it with the exception of triggerfish. And triggers are along the rocks. I am a blowfish aficionado. I'm telling you people, after you eat blowfish, you're going to give your flounder to the cat. You're going to give your tog to the cat. Blowfish rule. But now you wonder if it is nature's cycle. Little bit of history here. Memorial Day weekend, 1969, end of Butler Boulevard in Bayville. Yours truly and my cousin and somebody else were down there over the weekend. 869 blowfish from the bulkhead. Not even a dock. There's a dock down there now, fishing pier, whatever. Blowfish were roaring in and have been that way for years. Oh, and we had the hands all sandpapered hands like a badge of honor. It was great. All the old people, they were drinking wine, getting messed up. Well, we cleaned laundry baskets full of it. We had blowfish for the rest of the summer. 1970, same area, same date, Memorial Day 24. 1971, zip, nothing. And then what was it, 2005 or 6? I just took over the Central Report section of the Fisherman Magazine. And, blowfish, no kidding. In the surf, get them in the base. And it's been gangbusters with the puffers, as they call them. It's a blowfish, all right? Right through. Now, last year was a good year. Border on great, but I noticed a little bit of a decline. This year, there was a bit of a run, okay, end of May into the first week in June, Barnegat Bay area. Now, they had a kick-ass blowfish bite, again, for about 2 weeks of all places in the Shark River. There, shout out to Fisherman's Den, Tommy Palisamo up there, his little boat rental place inside of that kick-ass tackle shop. Tommy, blowfish are going crazy. Gone. Now, is it nature's cycle? I don't know, man, but this is what an inopportune time, man. I got some new recipes I wanted to try. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, just a reminder, if you want to hunt this year, you haven't had a hunting license before, or you're not on record of having one, register for the hunter safety classes. Do it online, and you have to do the field testing, the firing, either bow or firearm. Do it now because it's already August. You wait till September, October. It's packed. It's a nightmare. Do it now. We talked about this. We had a Fish and Wildlife representative on back in May, late April or May. Do it now. Get it sooner rather than later because the delays are a nightmare. But we're looking for some hunting season's roaring up pretty soon. September 1st, Canada goose, rail birds, early deer season, September 9th. What, 27, 28 days from now? Wow, man, get it. But where are the blowfish? Where are my blowfish? I don't know, man. We'll see this week. We will see this week. Going to get reports from up and down the state. We'll fill you in on this because, man, they're so much fun to catch, and I'm all about the eating. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Talking deer. A couple of segments in this show. Be right back. Where are my blowfish?
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're traveling down the highway of life, a leaky heart valve can slow your roll faster than summer shore traffic. At AtlantiCare, our structural heart disease program has what it takes to get your life moving again. Combining expert teams that include cardiologists, imaging specialists, and experienced surgeons with innovations like MitraClip, a minimally invasive procedure that uses a device no larger than a dime, typically resulting in shorter hospital stays, quicker recovery times, and a far better chance to return your quality of life to its usual healthy pace. And you can find it all right here at AtlantiCare. With so much heart experience so close to home, why not take the local route? The Structural Heart Disease Program at AtlantiCare. Learn about all we offer at AtlantiCare.org/MitraClip.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. Today's caller is Gio. What's up?
Hey, Jake. What if I'm shopping for a new policy, but there are so many options that I freeze up and just can't choose?
It's okay. An agent can help you choose the right coverage. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Oh, now what if I need help deciding on dinner?
Tacos.
Good idea.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
What's new at Sioka Chevrolet of Atlantic City? In a word, everything. The most exciting lineup on the road is all right here during the Chevy Summer Drive with over 300 new cars, trucks, and SUVs available, like the 2023 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max, now with low 1.9% financing, or choose total Silverado savings of $8,500 from Sioka. Looking for a new SUV? Now's the perfect time with 0% financing on our most popular Chevy models, like Blazer, Trailblazer, Equinox, and Traverse. Plus, our lowest lease payments of the year, along with more than 100 pre-owned vehicles in stock and ready to go. Summertime is Chevy time, but hurry, offers end September 5th. So experience the difference at Sioka Chevrolet on Albany Avenue in Atlantic City and at SiokaAtlanticCity.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Offers to qualified buyers through GM Financial for 36 months. Savings include all rebates and incentives. Financing not available in Pennsylvania. Cannot be combined with other offers. See dealer for details.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts.
Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, man, 28 days, 27 days, whatever, and counting. Opening of the early archery season in 28 DMZ, September 9th to September 29th. Now, remember, there's 13 DMZs with the antler point restrictions. Now, the Trapping and Hunting Digest 2023-24 is online. It should be available at the agents sometime this week, the next week, whatever. The hard copy will be out. Hey, I had a press release that came in. Mo demanded immediate attention. As it's funny, as per a meeting I was at, informal meeting, guys, again, waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak. Hey, Tom P., you think it's going to be 3 years in a row with that gnat disease thing? I said, what? I call it a blue tongue for my way back when, my North Jersey days. That's what they call it up in Sussex County. Blue tongue, black tongue, whatever. EHD, this gnat-borne disease. I don't know. Is it climate? Is it whatever? But we had it 2 years in a row. The Fish and Wildlife, DEP's Fish and Wildlife, I can't say division anymore, Fish and Wildlife, has come up with a new deer disease sighting form. It's available at njfishandwildlife.com. A preemptive strike, so to speak, regarding this. God, this is such an insidious disease. Again, a possible outbreak. Alert the Fish and Wildlife personnel to that event. Joining us on the line right now is Jody Power. She's a principal wildlife biologist with DEP's Bureau of Wildlife Management, and she is the New Jersey Whitetail Deer Project leader. We're going to talk again the why of this and, again, what is happening. Jody, thanks for joining us. First time on Rack and Fin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Tom.
Jody, I saw this. I said, wow, great idea. And this was spawned precisely because of the EHD. Go into it, please.
Yes. So this is a improved form that we have up this year. We had one last year that was a little clunky to use, wasn't very user-friendly. So this is a improved and updated form that's on the website right now.
Okay, this the whole thing there. We need your help as per Fish and Wildlife. If you see any sick or dead deer, please fill out the new deer disease sighting form. Videos and or photos are encouraged. Well, Jared, I heard nightmarish stories about 30, 40 deer piled up at a water hole. Like, say, you don't know what's, whatever. But I've yet seen any photos of that. But there were the two hits in consecutive years, correct?
Yes, that's true. We had back-to-back outbreaks, and this is why we put the form up, to try to get some information and so that we can respond to any reports that are found.
Well, response, and so what does that entail?
So the form, the response or what the form?
Oh, no, the form we're going to enter, but the response, what will Fish and Wildlife do? I mean, you go out, you verify, what's the dealio?
Yep, so any reports that come in, we will look at, and we have to get to any sick or dead deer within 24 to 48 hours to be able to get a viable sample, and then we would send that sample out for verification if it is EHD or if the deer died of some other disease or bacterial infection.
Okay, Jody, if it is EHD, what happens then? I mean, how do you control that? What do you do?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it can't be controlled. As you said, it is spread by a biting midge, and those midges can't be controlled. They're not like mosquitoes. We can't spray for them, and there's no way to know if they're coming or if they're not. So conditions have to be perfect for this midge to hatch, and then that's what the disease is spread by. So the only response that we can do is monitoring. So we try to get as many viable samples as we can get to verify that it is in an area, and then we just have to watch it.
Okay, Jenny, here's the thing. I remember, now I'm talking, your parents weren't even born yet when I started the hunt. I was hunting all, you know, all over the state, but I remember the first outbreak, 74, 75, up in Sussex County. The locals call it the blue tongue. They didn't hear about it for years and years, and then would pop up. You didn't hear about it for years. And years, but now it seems these past 5 or 6 years, Jody, for lack of a better term, it's an ugly thing to say, but it's getting to be almost like an annual thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Outbreaks were about every 20 years, and then recently, it's become more and more frequent. And they think the reason for that is, so this midge used to die off with a hard frost, and it was usually a disease found in the southeast United States. And sometimes these midges would get blown up by like a hurricane or a storm. And then that's when we would have the outbreaks. But as soon as it got cold and we had a hard frost, they would die off. So with the more frequent storms, these midges are getting blown up. But in addition, we've had really, you know, mild winters. And the theory is now is that they're not dying off. And that's why we're getting more and more frequent outbreaks.
Well, Jody, as a principal wildlife biologist, again, specializing in the whitetails, an area takes, not holding it anything naturally, but an area takes a pretty big hit, significant hit. I remember some parts of, Somerset County, some parts of Cumberland, some parts of Northern Cape May. How long, you know, and there's immediately the call out, reduce the harvest, blah, blah, let the herd recover, drastically reduce the deer hunting opportunities, what have you. But realistically, how long would it take a local herd to recover from a significant hit?
Yeah, so it depends on what the habitat is and the food sources and how healthy the herd was to begin with. So we had a big outbreak in Millstone, Monmouth County, 2 years ago. By that next year, they were already recovering because it's really, really good habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get outbreaks in South Jersey where the habitat to begin with and the food sources aren't great, you know, we do have to watch it. So they had two outbreaks, so we will have to watch it. But, you know, they do come back. It's just like anything else. If you remove deer from the landscape, the habitat improves. There's more food sources for the deer that are left. So it does bounce back.
It's the old term, nature abhors a vacuum.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, join us online is Jody Powers. She is principal wildlife biologist, DEP's Bureau of Wildlife Management. She's also head of the New Jersey Whitetail Deer Project. Topic is now the new, it's the deer disease sighting form. Now, Jody, that's available at njfishandwildlife.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
And listen, get it if you even suspect. You know, deer may be sick in your area. Get some photos, whatever, video, whatever. And just get involved with this because you don't want this to happen again. Jody, would that be, again, I don't want to bring up that C word, the CWD word or acronym, whatever. But this is probably, and predation aside, the coyotes and the fawns, we get all blah, blah, blah. This is probably the most significant threat to Jersey's, the health of Jersey's white-tailed deer herd, is it not?
Yes, EHD is, exactly. Yep.
And there's no way to eradicate. That's the first thing I asked Carol Bostanko. I said, Carol, is there any way you can spray for it? She said, no, you just can't.
No.
There's no way to control it.
There is some entomologists that are doing some studies on it, but, as of now, there's nothing that can be done to control the gnat. Nope.
Okay, Jody, overall, Jersey deer is still looking pretty good?
Yeah, yep, looking good.
I'll tell you, the fifth smallest state, most densely populated, the deer hunting opportunities in New Jersey are it's mind-boggling.
Exactly.
Absolutely mind-boggling. And again, there's always we are, Jody, you're not involved with it. We are our own worst enemies. The guys that call for this, the guy that call for that, stop this, add this, do this, whatever. Let's just all hunt together. As long as it's legal, take advantage of it. Now, we had a significant reduction in the harvest last year. Again, EHD and whatever other factors. So this year, Jody, I'm always the optimist. I'm thinking we're going to have a kick-ass whitetail seasons as we go on. I mean, from now all the way till the end of winter bow in DMZ8 where we hunt them. It's going to be in the middle of February. What do you think, Jody? Get me pumped up or what?
Yep. It's going to be a good season, I think. Yeah, there's still a lot of deer out there and conditions are looking good. We had, you know, a wet spring and summer, so I think it's going to be good.
Unless there's a deer disease sighting form, get involved. Yes. NJFishAndWildlife.com. Jody, anywhere else they can get more information on this?
No, I think that's it. We did put a Facebook, you know, we did a social media post.
There you go.
To push this form. So please fill it out. It's got great improvements. You can attach a photo, a video, which is great for us to help our response. And then there's also the added function of the mapping. So it will automatically capture your location. And the map is great for us to be able to triage and get our response out there because it is time sensitive.
Listeners, we know Tom P's lack of side, whatever. If I can figure it out, listen to me. If I can figure it out, easy peasy.
It is. It's very easy to fill out.
Jody Powers, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Hope to have you as a guest in the future.
Yes, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Take care and keep kicking ass, girl.
Thanks.
We'll see you.
Take
bye.
Care. Bye.
Yeah, Jody Powers. NJFishAndWildlife.com. Get this a new deer disease form. Have to get involved with this. And why? These are reliable sources, but you hear, 30, 40, 50 deer piled up at along a creek by that many. Did you get any photos of it? No. Well, why not? Well, because. Why? Everybody, even I care. My phone has a camera. And it's anecdotal evidence how much is legit. Now, don't get me wrong, there have been some badass die-offs. But, again, bitching about it, moaning about it, calling for a reduction of harvest, stop the hunting, stop this. No, just get, this is one step, small step, but still a step nonetheless of getting involved. Okay, grab that cup, grab that rebel, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, big ass fluke tournament next Saturday. Whoa, and then after that, man, we got Ronnie Jones talking minerals. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
The emergence of artificial intelligence brings many new questions and changes many things, not least of which could be economics of information. All these text-based AI apps like ChatGPT or Google's Bard are dependent on learning and internalizing data, everything from textbooks to research papers, and yes, even news media, which contend that a free press isn't without user fees. In an open letter to governments around the world, a consortium of news organizations asks that when they look to regulate development and use of AI, they also ensure protections for copyrighted material so that published news doesn't get used by for-profit AI apps without paying for the rights to use the original material. Publishers such as Gannett, Getty Images, and the Associated Press signed the letter. More and more, a number of industries are demanding AI be regulated. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hi, I'm Larry Stiler.
And this is Jeff with East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows, New Jersey's most trusted home remodeling contractor for well over 40 years. Everybody knows that when you hire East Coast for your roofing, siding, window, or door project, you're getting the best products, the best installation, with the best lifetime warranties. But now for a limited time, when you hire East Coast, we are offering 12 months of no payments and no interest, along with a 15% instant rebate. All of this at last year's pricing. There's never been a better time to protect your family and home, so give us a call at 609-625-1900 or visit us at eastcoastroofing.com today to schedule your free consultation.
If you'll call,
we'll show up.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 12th and 13th. Man, that is some tuna bites still going on. The seaside lumps. Got some nice bluefin there. Seen plenty of photos, fish anywhere in the 40 of over 100 pound class. And man, okay, here's my gig, people. We know this. I'm a foodie, I'm an eater. I can go to Ahern's or any of the fishmongers and get a couple of nice tuna steaks. I want that calamod. Did you see those squid these guys are jigging up and they're live lining the squid for these? Maron, man, stuff those with, I say pot cheese, ricotta, whatever. Man, well, so, oh my God, just give me the bait in that case. But now the fish, rumor has it, very reliable sources, not rumor, but that's what we say. Big pods of squid are moving out towards the Reaser. Going to spread the pressure out a bit because I'll tell you, there had to be 300 boats out there the other day, seaside. I saw, a couple of fish were caught, but that much pressure, man, and that much food in the water. What's keeping the squid there? I don't know. It's like the triple wrecks a few years ago with the sand eels. Unprecedented. That's been going on. It's going into its second week. So hopefully the tuna season will, which has been very, very, very sporadic, like the way it used to be before this, triple wrecks Atlantic Princess blow-up that really incised forever in memories that I'll be dust in the wind before we see that again. But the tuna bite is on. If you have ways to get out there, absolutely get it done. The fluke bite is still going strong. In fact, picking up in some areas. Speaking of fluke, there is a great tournament with a fantastic cause coming up next Saturday, August 19th, the 24th annual Greater Saltwater Open, put on by the Ozark Sportsman. Join us on the line right now. It's two captains meeting. It's going to be a big event. Big event. Join us on the line right now is Bill Young. He is the El Presidente of the Ozark Sportsman. Has a few minutes to talk about this tournament benefiting Heroes on the Water, the New Jersey chapter. Is that kick ass or what, people? Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us, making some time. How you doing, brother?
I'm not doing too bad, Tom. How are you doing?
I hear you're kicking the ass on the flatties, man. What's up with that? What are you? Are you test fishing? What's up? Well, you got new bait. What's up?
I don't know, man. It's been a phenomenal season. The bay was on fire, and now they're moving out into the ocean, and the ocean has been really putting on some nice fish.
I've seen stuff. This is one of the best fluke years, Bill. I've seen it. I'd give it a good 5 or 6 easily. And I'm around you. I'm from the Highlands down to Cape May, and it's the bay. The bay was surprising, and now again moving out front on these structures. Listen, get on some of these artificial reefs. Jersey has the best artificial reef system on the coast, if not the planet. And finding a little patch of cover. These things right now, the bigger fluke are on those sticky bottoms, and they are on the chomp. Well, Bill, let's get to this Greater Saltwater Open 24th annual. Congrats on that, brother. Great job.
Thank you very much.
Getting involved with this, I mean, not getting involved, but running it, the logistics, how do you guys keep it going, man?
We have a committee. We start, believe it or not, we start in February. And we start reaching out to sponsors to sponsor the event and getting things done, printing up all of our flyers and all of our entry forms and getting them out to the people and getting them out to the bait stores. And around June, we have to round up all the weigh stations because there's 11 weigh stations starting in the Highlands area.
Highlands, yeah.
By Sandy Hook all the way down to Tuckerton.
Bill, I've seen the flyers in probably, I'm in and out of probably 15, 20 shops a week here and on a rotating basis. Yeah, your flyers are everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time driving up and down the coast talking to bait shops and marina owners and promoting this event.
Okay, listeners, they're looking at some caveats. You're looking at $6,000 in prizes. First prize is $2,000. Second is $1,200. Third, $1,000. Fourth, $700. Fifth, $300. Check this out. They did this for Tom P here, I'm telling you. They also have $200 for the biggest bluefish, sea bass, sea robin, and skate. You're in my territory now, Young.
Absolutely.
No, it's
mine as well.
It's $200 entry fee. And there's an award ceremony and pig roast picnic afterwards. But back, I want to get back to this Heroes on the Water thing, the Jersey chapter. It's yeoman's work. It's great work that you're doing, and it's improving lives, giving people go into the progress here.
Okay, Heroes on the Water. It's very hard to put into the words the effect that this group has on our returning veterans and any first responders suffering from PTSD. You have to really go to one of their events to understand.
Right.
I'll do my best here because when you go, they have breakfast for the all the participants and their families that come. They have a one-on-one guided fishing trip with kayaks. Everybody kind of goes out to the lake or out in Sandy Hook to fish. Wow. And, you know, they're out there having their fun and talking. And then they usually, around 11:30, 12 o'clock, they break for lunch. But as the day progresses, you get to look. It's really hard. You get to look at the veterans are actually in combat. Kind of shy away from the rest of the group. And
right.
You could see them all talking and sharing their experiences. And I guess it gives them somebody to talk to understand what they went through and others like them went through, because I wouldn't understand. I was never there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very hard to put into words unless you actually witnessed it.
Well, Bill, just fantastic work here for their benefit. Okay, listen, we've got two sites for the captains' meetings. That's going to be this coming Thursday, August 17th. The first is on the deck on 10 Simon Lake Drive up there in Atlantic Highlands. The second is at the Ozark Sportsman's Club, 150 Toms River Road, in what I call Action Jackson. Hey, man, this Jackson scared me with all that development out there, Bill. What's going on?
Who knows?
Come on, there, along 537, Mary Mother of God. What happened there?
Urban, you should see 528 just down from Cassville. They leveled most of the woods.
Okay, listen, the captain's meeting is going to be at 7 p.m. at either site. There's going to be award ceremony and pig roast picnic Sunday, August 20th at the AmVets Post number 002. That's at Route 571 in Jackson. Now, Billy, for more information, how do we get, now, again, $200 entry fee for up to four anglers per boat. For more information, where do we go?
You could call up myself at 610-721-7878, or my son, whose number is on the flyer. He's the tournament director. You can show up at the club on Thursday night and sign up directly.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come see me up at the Highlands on the deck.
Okay, Bill, let me ask you this. Keeping it going, I mean, lean times, inflation, a whole bit. I know a lot of, I hate this term from the advertising media business I was in, but tucking in their horns, pulling in their horns, so to speak. How's it been getting sponsors to participate? People still have their open hearts there?
Yes, they do. So far, good. It's been pretty good. People are willing to give a little bit, and we get to put them on our tricky tray, and you come in and you raffle it off. And I'll tell you, Tom, you don't have to fish to come to the picnic. It's a $20 entry fee if you want to come to the picnic, but I will tell you, the picnic is well worth the $200 entry fee to the event. If you don't catch any fish, you come. We raffle off all the people who don't weigh in and win any money gets a chance at a free entry next year.
Nice.
We have probably 80 or 90 prizes we're going to put up on the tricky tray. Everything from St. Croix rods to gift cards to restaurants.
You got Croix in there, man?
Yes, we do.
Good. Hey, shout out to Scott Forrestal, CEO and president. I remember him from working with him with the Finor days. He's also Johnson Mitchell, who's outstanding. I guess a South American gig. Okay, listeners, Sunday, August 20th at AmVets Post 002 is going to be the award ceremony and pig roast. The general boat for the entry fee covers the picnic. General admission tickets are available, includes food and drinks, beer included. You guys making any money on this, man?
Yes, we do, and we give a large chunk of it to the heroes.
That's what you got to do. Music and tricky tray auction included. Again, $200 for up to four anglers in a boat. Give Rob a call, 609-516-4096, or Bill a call, 610-721-7878. Well, Bill, thanks for joining us. On very short notice, I picked up the flyer, went, whoa, here, we have to get this out there. I know we missed it last year, but thanks for the work that the Ozark Sportsmen are doing, man. Congratulations.
You're quite welcome. And thanks for having me on, Tom.
Anytime. Listen, again, $6,000 in prizes, $2,000 for first, $1,200 for second, $1,000 for third, $700 for fourth, and $300 for fifth, and $200 for the biggest bluefish, sea bass. Don't even worry about these other two categories because I have them locked in. Sea robin and skate.
And you might even win our junk fish Calcutta.
Hey, oh, that might be it. I'm telling you, man, you guys are going to lose money when I get in your hot dogs and burgers. Oh, my God, it's bad. Billy, it's bad. Well, you see what I look like. It's bad.
Yeah.
You take care, brother. Best of alls. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Take care, man. We'll see you.
Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Yeah, the heroes thing. You know, and there's a lot of great organizations out there, Tunnel the Towers and everything. We try to get involved in as many as we can, but this is home. This is Jersey. This is home here. And I guess one of the, Bill was telling me off the air, one of the gentlemen who started was a Vietnam vet with the post syndrome. Wow. Every once in a while, I see a Vietnam veteran, you know, with the cap, whatever. I was thanking for his service. I had family over there. Some, you know. It was not pretty. Hey, man, coming up, we're going to be talking more deer, minerals, Ronnie Jones, ACP, Rednecks Pride Outdoors. The importance, get them down now. It's never too late. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Life is hectic here in South Jersey, but one thing you don't have to worry about is missing the information you need while you're running around doing a zillion things. That's why WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you everything you need to know in 6 minutes at the top of every hour. National headlines from Fox News Radio, South Jersey News, and your local AccuWeather forecast all in 6 minutes. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The number killed in Hawaii's catastrophic wildfires jumps to 80, with hundreds still missing. Candy Olofsson escaped from Lahana before it burned to the ground.
People are found in houses in a huddle, holding each other because the fire surrounded their homes before they could even get out. There was nowhere to go. And these are beautiful homes that are very old and they're made of wood. Those went up like a matchstick. Nobody had warning.
And that's a big question. Why did Hawaii fail to sound the emergency warning sirens? Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and others criticizing the DOJ decision to appoint U.S. Attorney General or U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel to continue his case against Hunter Biden.
Nobody in their right mind believes that making him a special counsel, Mr. Weiss, cleans up the mess that's been created.
Court filings yesterday show new plea negotiations with Hunter have collapsed. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, we'll see clearing skies. Expect an overnight low of 63. Friday, mostly sunny. Friday's high, 89. Friday night, clear skies. A nice evening for outdoor activities. The low, 65. Saturday, mostly sunny and hot. We'll reach a high Saturday of 90. Sunday, hot with sunshine and a few clouds and a high of 92. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, as a follow-up with last week's interview with Bill Big Buck Brown talking South Jersey public deer land hunting, especially in the Pine Barrens. Mentioned minerals, the importance of minerals, especially actually all over, but especially in a Pine Barrens environment. Put in a call to Ron Jones. He is president owner Rednecks Pride Outdoors LLC. Manufactures outstanding line of scents, calls, and also deer mineral products. We have to do a whole other section on the scents. That's amazing. Ron's going to explain the import even now. You know, we still have, a month to go before the early opening in the 28 DMZs around the state. Early bow and the regular bow is going to kick in a few weeks after that. The importance even now of putting down these minerals, get those deer coming in. Also, just better, especially in a Pine Barrens environment, and betterment for their overall health. Ronnie, thanks for joining us today, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Tom, how you making out, bud?
You've been pretty busy all over the place between here and there and here and there. I'm seeing some posts in there. When do you sleep, Jones?
A little bit. Once in a while.
You keep it to an hour and a half max, 90 minutes tops?
No, I get about three. That's good.
Well, Ron, as we discussed the other evening, again, I'm ordering some products and whatever, the importance of minerals, getting them down, even this late. I know the mineral thing should be a year-round process. However, things being what they are, I'm late as always. In fact, T stands for tardy. Tardy Tom P here. But Ronnie, the importance of the deer stuff, for example, your product, deer stuff one, deer stuff two, in getting not only deer attracted to the area, but on the overall, benefiting their health, correct?
Well, yeah, there's twofold purpose to minerals. I think the majority of folks think about the the benefit of building body and muscle and antler and all that. But there's another aspect, if you will, especially putting it down now. In other words, if you put it down now, you're going to, the health benefit is going to be there, but it's not going to be like if you had put it down in the spring.
Like February, March, right, yeah.
But, okay, with that being said, we came out with the mineral, 20 years ago, whatever it was, not to make the deer bigger, but realistically to create a habit in the deer.
Okay.
In other words, the purpose of putting down mineral or even, the Rednecks Pride Deer Stuff 1 is the mineral. Rednecks Pride Deer Stuff 2 is the dry attractant.
Mm-hmm.
But putting down Deer Stuff 1 or any mineral that you're going to use, okay, putting it down now has a twofold. Yes, there's going to be health benefits to it, but also it's creating or starting to create the habit to force the deer to come to that spot every time they're in the area. So in other words, deer have browse, they have food sources, they have, right now everything is wherever they want to eat, they can, realistically, okay?
Right.
By putting down the mineral for the habit causing, what you're doing is you're focusing the deer to come in and investigate that spot every time they're in that area. You don't care if they're there for 5 minutes or 5 hours. Well, you don't want them there 5 hours if it's time left to hunt. But you know, ideally with mineral, and this is what's great about mineral, a lot of guys, folks, people, they view mineral as they would a bait pile, okay, where they want the deer to come in and really spend time on it. As a deer hunter, we don't want them coming in and spending a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
What we want is come in 1 or 2 minutes, 10 minutes, leave, okay? And just have a revolving door with deer just constantly coming in, hitting it, leaving. Mineral with the contents of it creates a thirst in most deer to where they want to be lick on it and then go get a drink of water. Okay, that's mm-hmm. what minerals are doing. So putting it down late this year or this time of year, in my brain anyway, when I started making stuff one, it was not to make the deer grow bigger horns. I can't eat the horns anyway.
Right.
Yay.
Okay. It's out there. Yay.
It was to create the habit to where every time that deer is in that sector, okay, and we know deer are anywhere from a half a mile to a quarter of a mile in radius at any given time. I want them to constantly be thinking, Let me go check this spot out here and give a lick to here and a lick there and mosey on out. That's what we're trying to do with mm-hmm. mineral also, other than the health benefit. But the health benefit clouds out everything, as it should. Okay, if you're trying to grow deer, you're trying to manage your deer, you want a good mineral that's going to create growth and body mass. Definitely.
Well, Ron, how long between laying it down, establishing a spot or two, I want to get into that too, how many as per acre or acreage. We've seen them, Ron, within a couple of days, all of a sudden, by the end of the season, Ron, there's a friggin' trench that they've dug.
Yeah.
Taking this stuff up. But is it reasonable to expect within a few days, like we've seen, no matter where we put it down, that they're going to be zeroing in on it?
No, that's one of the biggest fallacies is out there, and that's one of the things I preach in my lectures and seminars when we're talking, is don't make the deer go to where you want them. Go to the deer.
Mm-hmm.
Find that established trail going into the field, or find that spot that they're using already.
Yep.
And then put it there. Okay. One old boy told me last week, well, I don't have a good tree where I want to hunt. I said, well, then go to where the deer are at and hunt there, and you got to find a good tree. you know, that's the biggest, especially new hunters. They view even bait piles. That's why some people say, why is my bait pile not working? Well, you're in the wrong spot, man. Okay. But I always tell people, do your homework, scout your area, figure out where your deer want to be, and then put your minerals there. So it's the ice cream shop that's on the way that you take every day. Okay.
Yeah, yep.
If there's an ice cream shop that's 5 blocks over, you're going to hit and miss that. But if it's every day where you're going, you know, every day you're walking past it, well, you're hitting that place more and more and more.
He okay. said that for my benefit because there's a Rita's right down the street. I can't resist the custard, people. That's why I look like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably if nobody gets anything else out of this, is don't pull the deer. You go to the deer. Now, by putting your mineral in, they crave it. They're craving it still now. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then as we get into the later part of September, beginning of October, you're going to see in certain areas, you're going to see the deer kind of withdraw from mineral. Okay. Not back off of it totally, but it's not as attractive to them as it could be. Well, you take the pine barrens for example. Yes, that place mineral like is like works all year long. I mean, yep. And that's the place where you put down mineral, you're going to find a 6 foot hole. Okay.
Yep. Chatsworth, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I really believe it's because the soil is void the nutrients. That's in the minerals.
Ronnie, poverty, man. That is poverty.
Well, that's it. That's it. You know, you got blueberry bushes and pine trees.
Yeah.
And, you know, an oak here and an oak there. And the oak isn't even worth, you know, you don't even have a robust oak. They're all skinny little things. So the soil, even though it's a great watershed, the soil lacks the nutrients in it. Mm-hmm. So when you put down your minerals, of course, you want to use mine, but I mean, whoever minerals you use, they're all good.
Sure.
All right. That's where the deer really, they tend to hit minerals harder than anything else out there because the soil is lacking in it.
Yep.
And this is where, like in the Pine Barrens, you can actually, if you know where to look, you can actually find where the deer have natural mineral, where maybe the mineral concentration is in a spot, and you'll just see them digging at it. A lot of guys will say they'll just find a hole out there where the deer just, what's going on? It's a natural mineral.
There you go.
Yep. Site. Okay. Where you get into farm country, all right, or a good fertile ground, the mineral is everywhere, okay, because your plants are producing nitrates.
Nitrate, yep.
And all these other stuff that the deer want and crave. The only thing they're lacking is the salt, the sodium. But other than that, there's a lot of minerals in farmland. So that's why I believe in farmland and all that, you'll see a tendency, not an absolute. Again, this is where today's world, we like it. 1, 2, 3, ABC, 2 + 2 = 4. When we're in the outdoors, it's AZW 517, and then 2 + 2 = 136.
He knows me too well, people.
You know, so we have normals. We have things that we're looking for. We're having things that happen out there that we're expecting, but nothing's an absolute. The only absolute is there's no absolutes.
Okay, so, Ron, speaking of absolutes, we're absolutely up against a hard break in a few minutes. We're on one final question, critical. Whether you're on public land, you have a farm to hunt, what have you, number of mineral stations that you would set up per acre, or is it per multiple acres? You don't want to overdo it. Is there such a thing as overdoing it where the deer are going to say, what's going on?
Well,
too much of a good thing?
Yeah, the more mineral sites you have, the more sites that the deer are going to want to visit. at whatever time. So in other words, you're giving them opportunity. So okay. I mean, if you have a 10-acre piece, one in a well placed area, again, the spot that they're already going to, you're not pulling them. You're going to the spot that they want to be at.
Uh-huh.
You put it in there, 10, 20 acres, you're going to pull the deer in. Okay. If you have 40 to 100 acres, then you might want to put some strategic spots in for wind. Okay. So when you're hunting, and again, that's another thing guys don't think about is wind. But so if you got a northwest wind, you have a site one side of the 100 acres for that wind, and then have another site on the other side for the southwest or southeast wind. All right, so
okay.
That again, the old timers taught me how to hunt bait piles years and years and years ago. Baiting has always been legal in the state of New Jersey. You just couldn't hunt from an elevated stand,
right,
or man-made blind, or bear hunting regs before we lost the season. All right, the old timers showed me the deer will always come and stage on the downwind side of your bait, out about 50 to 100 yards. Don't hunt the pile. Don't hunt your mineral site. Hunt your staging ground.
There you go.
Okay, hunt your trails coming in. So you still have to be a hunter. You still have to understand what you're doing to be consistently good. You don't want to hunt your mineral site, kill two deer, and then wonder why they went nocturnal on you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Plus, another thing is on your mineral sites, again, like we alluded to, you don't want five deer there for an hour and a half. Okay? That makes it really rough to move. Too many stinking eyes.
That's it, man.
If you're in worst scenario, every time you try to go in, there's deer on it.
Deer.
Okay.
Yep. That happened to me.
That happens. Yeah, that happens a lot, especially on a mineral site or a dry track. We see that a lot with our deer stuff too. That's why I always tell you, Tom, no more than a quarter of a bag of deer stuff too, because you don't want the deer there for an hour and a half to 2 hours. You want them coming in, digging, 10 minutes, walk off.
Listen,
with mineral, it's always there.
That's the first time he's telling me that this year, and it's going to be about another 8 or 9 or 10, even before shotgun week. Join us on the line is Ron Jones, president, owner, Rednecks Pride Outdoors, LLC. Ron, we're up against a break. Do me a favor, your outstanding product line, Ronnie, the cover sense, the calls, whatever. Give a Facebook or website, please.
Okay, you can get me on Facebook by ACP Wildlife or ACP Rednecks Pride, Game Calls and Outdoor Sense. The website, simple, rednexpride.com. And the phone number is 856-863-4168.
All made here in New Jersey. And Ron, with the bear season reopening now, I guess October 9th or 10th, whatever, is the opening of the bow and then the muzzleloader a few days later. I think your bear stuff is going to be on the move.
Matter of fact, bear baiting started up in Maine, and one of the guys up there, we have, 20 plus bags heading up to him.
There you go.
Right now, and he's biting at the bit to get him on the pile. So, yeah, we have a good bear products also.
Okay, Ronnie, you take care, man. How's Don and the family? Everything good?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. My grandson did the mutton busting at the Salem County Fair the other night. We was there, and
nice.
I think he came in fourth place or something like that, which is good. Here you got a 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid that is already running. He'll be a cowboy pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Hey, Rob, by the way, just a heads up. We're going to be involved with some product testing on the Delaware River with Captain Dom Troisi, full draw bow fishing, for what I understand a burgeoning blue catfish population. So I'm counting you in, correct?
You will be there with the camera and the bait.
Okay, Ronnie, we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, the Pine Barrens, man, the paucity of minerals. It's not too late to get them down if you are hunting the Pine Barrens there. I'll tell you, just still see some. Nice bucks. I don't know if the benefit of they're traveling to farms over in the surrounding areas for the food plots or what have you. One of the biggest deer I've ever seen in Jersey, antler-wise, and it reminded me of South Texas deer. You know, his huge antler body wasn't that big. Right there where 539 hit 72, coming across there. When you go across, you'll eventually end up in Warren Grove. Man, I had to slam the brakes on that sucker. And talking to a guy who processes our deer, he said, Tom, that deer's been around for a couple of years. No one seems to be able to get him. It's mostly nocturnal. It was just at dark. So Pine Barrens can be surprising, but get that mineral stuff down if that's where you're going to be hunting. Up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Lucy is back. After 15 months of restoration, Lucy is open and looks better than ever. See Lucy every day, 10 to 8 till 5 on Sunday. Free parking, too. You can even enjoy lunch in the other Lucy Beach Grill, featuring Lenny's world-famous hot dogs. It's all back at America's oldest roadside attraction, LucyTheElephant.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy, man. We have some good weather coming up this week. Saltwater bite's on. Freshwater bite is on. Man, and September 1st. Don't forget September 1st. Canada goose and my mud hens, the railbirds. Open up. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.